For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise in southwest Missouri, the Joplin City Council called a special meeting Wednesday to discuss whether to wear masks. From Web City, KRPS's Fred Fletcher Fierro has more.
In a meeting that nearly lasted 4 hours, residents from both sides of the issue spoke in support and opposition of a face covering ordinance in Joplin. The area gained notoriety last week when the New York Times and Dartmouth Atlas Project named it one of the nation's COVID-19 hotspots. Among the speakers, Joplin resident Dr. Eric Barton, who spent 1 month working in New York City during its surge of COVID-19 cases.
I advocate for the mask ordinance because I feel it is the only way for us to return to somewhat of a normal business operating. If everybody in the plants gets sick, we won't be able to function. The economy will suffer.
On Wednesday, Jasper and McDonald counties recorded their first COVID-19 related deaths. For KRPS, I'm Fred Fletcher Fierro in Web City.
Missouri's health department issued another license to the state's only abortion clinic earlier today. This comes after a year-long legal battle whether the Planned Parenthood Center could stay open. In May of this year, the state's Administrative Hearing Commission ruled the health department was wrong to not renew the license. After another inspection, the clinic was issued a license to operate. UM System President Moon Choi announced many internal leadership changes at both the system and campus levels today. The changes include the filling of permanent roles and intern positions. According to a news release, the changes involve no external recruitment, resulting in, quote, minimal additional expenses. This comes after discussions earlier this month of combining the positions of System President and MU Chancellor, which is set to be voted on July 28th. For a full list of affected positions, visit the Columbia, Missourians website. The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri's annual Hope for Heroes 5K will be moved to a virtual format due to COVID-19 concerns. Participants can still register for $25 per person until the end of July. Runners will be able to complete the race wherever and whenever they want, as an in-person 5K could lead to transmissions of the virus. Participants will receive a t-shirt, medal, race bib, and an information packet in the mail when they sign up. The 5K is an annual event to raise money for the VIP Veteran Pack program. Last year, the race raised $32,500 with 160 participants. Missouri Athletics announced this afternoon that out of 308 COVID-19 tests of student-athletes and staff, 5 have tested positive. MU reports that 4 of these 5 positive tests were asymptomatic. The department also confirmed that 4 of these individuals were student-athletes. Information about which teams these athletes are on will not be released, department spokesperson Nick Joes said. Earlier this month, Missouri Athletics told the Columbia Missourian the department did not anticipate notifying anyone other than the county of positive test results. Joe said this is because of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act and concern that positive tests in a small group could make it easy for someone who tests positive to be identified. Student athletes and staff have been returning to campus in waves this summer to help mitigate spread of the virus. The last wave is set to return to campus on July 6th. Statewide COVID-19 cases rose today to 19,421 from 18,882 yesterday. Boone County has 99 cases. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.